The CRTC is asking the public for comments as part of a nationwide review of campus and community radio. That review includes this station. We're asking that you let the CRTC know what local, nonprofit, volunteer-driven radio means to you and your community. Maybe you're a fan of community radio. Maybe you've donated, or maybe you're a volunteer. Then please write to the CRTC and make sure you tell them you support the idea of stable funding for the sector. To submit your comments, visit the website crtc.notlong.com and look for review number 418, the review of campus and community radio. The last day for comments is Friday, October 16th.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pick my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My light's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you.
I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power Science World for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Good evening. It is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver that you're listening to, and specifically, you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather, the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues, every Friday night between 10:30 and midnight. My name is Jason, and we just heard The Spinners, I Cross My Heart, off of the Complete Motown Singles 1967 by Hippo Select, and that means we're continuing on with our Motown Fest 50th anniversary of that label this year. So we're just chugging along here, going through the years of Motown's golden era, when they were a Detroit-based independent label, growing by leaps and bounds, mind you, and arguably some of the best music they put out was between the years 1959 and 1972. So we're certainly not by any means doing everything they ever released, but we are covering a lot. Hits that you'll recognize, and a lot of singles that probably should have gone further but did not, and other little kind of things, odds and sods here and there. The number here is 604-822-2487 if you have any requests, feedback, not just for this show but for future shows. I do plan to mix it up a little bit more over the next little while. It won't just be Motown shows until the end of the year. There'll be some other stuff going on too. And if you have an idea for a theme for a particular episode, or hey, you know what? If you've put together a soul group, a vocal group, or a funk band of some kind, in the grand old 60s and 70s tradition, and you'd like some exposure and you have something to submit, you can do that. I'll give you instructions on that a bit later. But also, if you'd like to be on the show, do give me a shout at 604-822-2487, and I'll give you the email coordinates and other stuff towards the end of the program. The Spinners, Will I Cross My Heart? We heard that. That was a B-side to a single they released in mid-67 called For All We Know. And now here is Gladys Knight and the Pips. I'm just going to cue them up with Everybody Needs Love.
In you, baby. Can't you see that's what I'm trying to do? Everybody needs a love, oh yeah. Everybody.
bit of my bank account. Jordan, I'm tired of running wrong. So in your arms, I'm gonna settle down. Cause if I don't have a dime, I know your love is mine. And I'm gonna hold on, hold on to your unchanging heart. Yeah. And I'm gonna hold on, hold on to your unchanging heart. It's being, honey, being loved by you. That's why I'm gonna hold on, hold on to your unchanging love. I'm gonna hold on, baby, to your unchanging love.
Glad I'm gone. Do you tell them how you cry? whenever you're all alone. We both know for us, there'll never, never be another. So forget about your foolish pride and let's get back together. Listen. Cause I'm missing you, so you miss me a little bit, baby. And if you take me back, people will call you a fool. Deep down inside, you know you need me as much as I need you. Because of your pride, you're letting two hearts suffer. Baby, can't you see you're only making things tougher? Tell me that you do. Say you miss me a little bit, baby. Girl, I walk the streets day and night, alone and downhearted. Every doggone day, baby, since we've been parted. Aimlessly, with no sense of direction. Baby, I'm trying to tell you I need your sweet love and affection. Yes, I do. It's too high a price to pay. When two people love each other the way we do, should nothing stand in their way. You're making a mountain out of a molehill. Because of your pride, you're letting a little misunderstanding push true love aside. Who cares? Who's right or wrong? Just say you want me back, baby, and I'll come running, running back home. Don't you miss me a little bit, baby? Please tell me that you do. Life ain't worth living without you, baby. Girl, just take me back. Forget your pride. I need you, baby, by my side. Can't stand
You're My Everything. Those were the Temptations, and we heard them off of the Complete Motown Singles 1967 box set. Ample liner notes and archival photos in there too. Before the Temptations, we heard Jimmy Ruffin, who, of course, whose brother David Ruffin was in the Temptations itself. That number was either a one-sided single or something. I'm not entirely sure here, but it was called Don't You Miss Me a Little Bit, Baby. And Jimmy Ruffin had been there since, the early, probably 60s, 61, as a recording artist at Motown. So he had been around for a long time. And before that, we heard Double Side by Marvin Gaye, meaning we heard the A and B side of the single. The A side was Your Unchanging Love, and the B side was I'll Take Care of You. Your Unchanging Love was a song, sounded a lot like the kind of thing he would have done a few years earlier. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, it was recorded a few years earlier, but released in early 67, as they tended to stockpile a lot of stuff at Motown and release it later, just in the off chance that someone's recording output was in a slump or something. And in fact, yes, it was. It was recorded in early 1965, Your Unchanging Love, sounding a lot like How Sweet It Is. And it was recorded not much longer afterwards, too. But it was released in 1967. And the B-side, I'll Take Care of You, was recorded in August of 64 and was originally given to the Four Tops, but it was assigned to Marvin Gaye. So the music was originally recorded with the Four Tops, and then they were taken off, and Marvin Gaye's vocal was recorded over it in early 65, and it became the B-side of this single. It did not chart, but the A-side wound up on a 1966 album called The Moods of Marvin Gaye. And, it was chosen over his version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine, if you can believe it. That song had already been recorded, and it was in the can, so to speak, for almost 2 years before the Motown brass decided it was worth releasing. This is one of those things that just kind of completely mystifies anybody, I think, who's heard that a song like his I Heard It Through the Grapevine would actually be vetoed by Motown management, but it was. In favor of what we just heard, which was okay, but the other song was, of course, to be much more of a milestone, musically speaking. And we started the set off with Gladys Knight and the Pips, Everybody Needs Love. It is just about 11 o'clock. You're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And we're going through the years in Motown to celebrate the 50th anniversary this year. The number here is 604-822-2487. And we're going to return with some Isley Brothers in just a moment. But now, this.
CineWorks Independent Filmmakers Society presents a series of cinematic salons with Vancouver International Film Festival artists between October 4th and 15th.
In its 15th year, Meet the Filmmakers is about the realization of ideas and the revelation of process.
These informal and insightful panel discussions with filmmakers attending the festival provide an opportunity for the festival audience to engage in meaningful dialogue with the visionaries of modern cinema.
Meet the Filmmakers is brought to you by CineWorks, the documentary organization of Canada BC Chapter, and the Praxis Center for Screenwriters and Women in Film and Television.
Salons are free. Just bring your love of film and prepare to be inspired. Visit cineworks.ca for up-to-the-minute information.
Hey, man, this is Big J Magnini. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
Ooh, once more, my love, you say you saw, you caused me pain, but this time is the last time. You'll never break my heart again, 'cause this war. One, two.
it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
That was Barbara McNair with the first, well, official recording of a song called For Once in My Life. That would become the hit for Stevie Wonder the following year in 68. It had been recorded a couple of times by a few other folks. Interesting kind of trivia bit here that actually Jack Sue, who later would be on the Barney Miller show, or the Barney Miller TV program in the 70s, what was his character's name now? It was Nick Yamana, that's right. He was actually on Broadway at that point doing musical theater, and they actually had him sing an original version of that with the same backing track with that orchestra. But that never saw the light of day. This single also, although recorded and released, it was recalled for reasons that aren't recorded anywhere. So Steal Away Tonight was the A-side, and For Once in My Life was the B-side, proving just how versatile Barbara McNair was. She could do that kind of really classy kind of Broadway production, and then she could also do soul numbers as well. Before that, Martha and the Vandellas with Love Bug, Leave My Heart Alone, and before that, Diana Ross and the Supremes, now being presented and credited as Diana Ross and the Supremes, not just the Supremes. And the last recording to feature Florence Ballard on vocals, although by the time this was released, she was already out of the group and replaced by Cindy Birdsong. And Reflections was the song we heard there. And that got to number two on the pop charts in September of 1967, which brings us into the fall of that year. You're listening to CITR, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Shake a Tail Feather is the program you're listening to. It's on every Friday, 10:30 to midnight, the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues. My name is Jason. The phone number is 604-822-2487. And let me see. We also heard the Isley Brothers with the One Too Many Heartaches. That was a B-side from them, late summer of 67. We're doing Motown circa 1967 tonight. And this next song needs some introduction. Brenda Holloway had been with the label since late 1963. And actually, her sister, Patrice Holloway, was actually recorded first. But Brenda Holloway was the one who had at least some minor hits on the R&B and pop charts, courtesy of the VIP label originally, and I think then was just moved over to Tamla. And had had some minor hits in 64 and 65. By 67, Motown was starting to think, well, we'll just give her one more kind of opportunity to get some kind of hit anyway. And this one, unfortunately, didn't go very far on the charts either, but that doesn't stop it from being a gem. And a lot of people don't realize that this song was a Motown song to begin with. You may actually know the song I'm about to play in this particular guise.
had love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
That, of course, was Blood, Sweat, and Tears featuring David Clayton Thomas from 1969. You've Made Me So Very Happy. Most people think they originated that song, and it was actually a Motown song to start off with. Brenda Holloway did this in this particular style that you're about to hear, but actually herself preferred the Blood, Sweat, and Tears version, and much later on, after she left the label after this, but she would perform this, particularly in the UK, much heavier style, more reminiscent of the Blood, Sweat, and Tears version. But anyway, this is hers. And we'll just, there was a promotional version released first, and then, of course, it was remixed and released in its commercial version, which is this.
So much joy wrapped up in it. Oh. After me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Hi, this is Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR.
Today and gone tomorrow, leaving this heart of mine in sorrow. when you hear the lingers in your ear, but you can't forget from sunrise to sunset. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna get a hold on you. It's California soul, California soul. You say the sun comes up every morning, and if you listen carefully, wanna pat your feet, and you've got to move, 'cause it's really such a groove. It's a plan and kind of thinking in your mind, and you can't be wrong, 'cause you're happy all day long.
restless and you're lazy, just like that hound dog Daisy I had when Grandma raised me. Honey child, quit granny, got too old to scorn me. Dear old auntie warned me, you sure was no good for me. Honey child, but your kiss is sweeter than the cake that Grandma used to bake.
Ain't gonna work for nothing. Without you, I'm good for nothing. Honey child. to our podcast update number one.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want, on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It is 10 to midnight. Pyrrha should be in with Vampire's Ball in 10 minutes or so. In the meantime, Shaky Tail Feather continues with the last bits of 1967. We just heard a long set beginning with Brenda Holloway, You've Made Me So Very Happy, her swan song for the label after that. She left, although on fairly amicable terms. I think she just was frustrated that they weren't actually doing a whole lot to promote her career, certainly by that point. So left on a fairly good note, musically speaking. Still performs, from what I understand, too. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell with Your Precious Love. That was a big hit for them in the autumn of 67. The Four Tops with You Keep Running Away. The Messengers were a Winona, Minnesota-based garage band with soul influences. And in fact, we heard a B-side of a single that they released, and the B-side was called California Soul. The single itself didn't even really chart on the Hot 100. It got to 132 on the Bubbling Under charts, which meant it was probably successful in the Midwest, but not nationwide. Then we heard Gladys Knight and the Pips with their version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. That was destined for number two on the pop charts in early 68, but it was released in the fall of 67. Edwin Starr, who was an acquisition by Motown when they bought up Rick Tick and Golden World, which were two Detroit independent soul labels run by somebody by the name of Ed Wingate. They bought the labels and they bought Edwin Starr's contract. Edwin Starr had already had a couple of hits, including Agent Double Soul. He was also, under his real name, Charles Hatch, songwriter for a number of other groups. You Made Me, what was it called? Oh, How Happy was the name of the song for a group called Shades of Blue. Yeah, he had written a song for them. But when they brought him on board at Motown, they recorded him, and we heard a single called I Want My Baby Back. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with I Second That Emotion followed that. And then after that, Diana Ross and the Supremes with In and Out of Love, recorded initially the same session as The Happening and Reflections, but it was redubbed and re-recorded. In fact, Diana Ross is the only one on that particular recording. The backup singers aren't the Supremes. They are the one of the many kind of studio groups they had, the Andantes, who only ever recorded once, but under their own name, but they often did duties as backup session singers. The Supremes would tour as the Supremes, but from this point onward, it was Diana Ross with backup vocals, as they were now grooming her for a potential solo career at some point. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, newly minted under that name. They now added Martha Reeves' last name to the group name. Honey Child was the name of that. That was later on their 1968 album Flying High, but it was released as a single in October of 1967. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell again with If I Could Build My Whole World Around You. Not long after that was recorded, they were performing, I think, in Pennsylvania, if I'm not mistaken, and Tammy Terrell collapsed in Marvin Gaye's arms that time, and then another time the following night at another performance, and she was hospitalized. They discovered a brain tumor, and she had to go in for not just one, but a whole series of surgeries over the next couple of years. And so in between that, she would still do recording duties, but her health would kind of go up and down for some time. But of course, she would later pass away in 1970 as a result of this. So, yeah, a very kind of tragic development in that case. Although, not only was she recording with Marvin Gaye, there were some singles that were being pulled from some of her earlier sessions for Motown. And also, she managed to put together a solo album, too. Anyway, we're going to move on now with a probably a couple more tracks. I'm going to... let me see now. Yes, okay, the Marvelettes, who also were going through some lineup changes. Gladys Horton, who was the original lead singer and hadn't sung lead much in the couple of years previous to this, left. She was settling down, having a family, and so they replaced her with a former member of the Andantes named Ann Bogan. And led by Wanda Young, the Marvelettes continued to have some hits over the next couple of years, beginning with this one. This one has Melvin Franklin of the Temptations doing the spoken intro on it. This is "My Baby Must Be a Magician."
You are under my power. It is the power of love.
Explain. rain. I just wish it would rain. Tear-stained face, pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies, desperately for rain. Cause raindrops behind my teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying when I go outside. To the world outside my tears, I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
That was a blue-eyed soul group called The Ones from Lansing, Michigan, not too far from Detroit. B-side of a single. The B-side is called Happy Day. Before that, The Temptations with their epic I Wish It Would Rain, and I Wish It Wouldn't, but that's just kind of fit in chronologically. The Marvelettes before that with My Baby Must Be a Magician. I guess that's kind of looking forward to Halloween. But those are the songs that kind of wound up 67 for Motown. They had quite a tumultuous year, and of course there'd be more to come. But anyway, that closes out our 1967 retrospective for Motown, and next month, of course, we'll continue on with 68. In the meantime, Pira's here setting up for Vampire's Ball. I just want to go over what you heard earlier about podcasts. You can go to CITR and click on either show or schedules and download your favorite show. That could be this one, it could be any others, it could be all of them, and play them back if for some reason Friday or evenings or any other time of the week is not a time that you're listening to the radio. And you can get Shake a Tail Feathers by going to the Shake a Tail podcast page. Shake a Tail Feather podcast page. You can tell it's getting late. And download that as well. As I was saying earlier, if you want to contact me between programs, you can email me at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca. Or you can join the Facebook group and post that way. And of course, I definitely want to hear from you if you've got some kind of soul music project going on and so forth. So anyway, next week, more than the finest in classic soul and rhythm blues, 10:30 to midnight on Shake a Tail Feather. Let's go out with a Marvin Gaye tune called Change What You Can. And I guess, yeah, that's it. See you next week. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
City far, far away.
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.